Hey, wait up. Hey, sorry, you ran out so quickly I nearly lost you. Everything okay? Okay, well, if you're just headed out to home, then I guess I'll walk you. It wasn't a question or an option. I'm walking you home. No, really, it's fine. It's hardly out of my way, and plus, I was done inside anyway. I'll shoot him a text to let him know I'm headed out, too. Nah, it's fine. Plus, it's nice to walk home with you. I mean, with someone in general. It's nice to have company. Yeah, plus, pretty girl like you shouldn't be walking around in the evening by yourself anyway, right? Aw, don't get all blushy on me now just because I said something obvious. It's not like you don't know you're pretty. Well, stop. Stop getting all red in the face. Here, which way are we headed? Okay. Oh, looks like it's about to rain. Hey, one moment. I think I have an umbrella in my bag. Oh, here it is. Here, let me just get that open for you, and here, I'll hold it, you... Here, you can slip your hand, your arm through my arm, and there we go. Easy peasy. So how have you been? I feel like we haven't gotten a chance to talk much lately. Well, because you've been busy with extracurriculars, and I've been busy with stuff. I mean, I guess schoolwork. But I don't know, I just feel like we haven't gotten the chance to hang out like we usually do. You've been busy. I've been busy, so... I mean, it's no one's fault. It's just... I don't know, I get kind of lonely, I guess. No, it's nothing to... You're sweet. It's nothing to get worked up over or anything. I just felt like letting you know. You're my friend, and I miss you. So how have you been? I know you've been keeping up with your work. Are you keeping up with yourself? Yeah? What'd you have to eat this morning? I knew it. I knew that you'd missed your lunch. You know how I feel when you miss meals. What about dinner? Do you have any dinner plans for right now? No, unacceptable. No, we're gonna get us back to your place, and then I'm gonna order some food. How's that? Good. We'll put on a movie or something. It'll be fun. Sorry, I just realized I invited myself over to your house again. That's so rude of me. You don't have to tolerate me invading your space like this if you don't want to. Okay. Yeah, okay, if you don't mind, then I don't mind. Okay, then. So what about your medicines? I know that you have a hard time keeping up with those. Yeah, they've got you on some new ones, or they're helping? Here. I'd feel a lot better if you stood on the inside of the sidewalk and I stood on the outside. Just humor me, please. Thank you. Now, what was that about your medicine? Is it helping? Of course I care. I mean, I don't ask to be nosy. I ask because, you know, because someone ought to be keeping up with you. Plus, I've known you forever. It's second nature by now. Yeah, to wonder how you're doing. Wonder if you're all right. I don't know. I guess I've just been doing it for so long, I hardly noticed I was doing it anymore. It must get pretty annoying for you. No, you don't mind? Well, good. I'm glad. Because I like looking out for you. I like... This is gonna sound weird, but I don't know. I like taking care of you. I like feeling like I'm helping you. I know, it's probably selfish of me, but I can't help it. Hey, can we stop for a second? I just wanted... Yeah, I'm fine. There's something that I've wanted to say for a while, but we haven't really had the chance to be alone long enough for me to work up the nerve to say it, so, I figured maybe now might be as good a time as any. No, it's nothing bad. I mean, God, I hope you don't think it's bad. I'm not hurt. It's just, will you just be quiet for like 1 second and just let me tell you that I love you? Yes, Jesus fucking Christ, I've been trying to tell you this whole time that I'm in love with you, and you just keep going and going. You work yourself up into a tizzy over nothing when all I was trying to tell you was that I'm in love with you. Yeah, that's why I'm constantly checking on you. That's why I worry so much. It's because if anything were to ever happen to you, then I don't know what I would do with myself. You've been in my life for so long. I don't have anyone that could fill this huge chunk of my life and myself that you fill for me. And I don't know. I just felt like I should tell you because not telling you was not having an excuse to worry about you so much and not having an excuse to walk you home and having a reason to care for you and buy you things and pamper you and do all those things that I really want to do for you that I want to be able to do those things for you. But I can't without your permission, if that's even the right word. I know this is probably a shock. We've known each other for years now, and I know that you do? Wait, you do. You I love you too. Mm. Oh, you sweet girl. Making me wait so long. You know, now that I have you, I'm never letting you go, right? If you thought it was bad before, the worrying over you and the pampering you and the... You have no idea what you've gotten yourself into now. I'm gonna spoil you absolutely rotten. I love you. Now let's get home, get you something to eat, and then we can... I was thinking maybe cuddle up in your bed. Watch a movie, get some rest. If I let you rest. Okay. I'll leave the cheeky flirtiness for when we're back home. But you know, you've made me wait this long. I don't plan on waiting much longer. A girl can only be so patient. Yeah, but you've definitely been worth the wait.